Why did Europeans conquer the Americas and not vice versa? This question haunted Jared Diamond after a Papua New Guinean politician named Yali asked him, "Why is it that you white people developed so much cargo and brought it to New Guinea, but we black people had little cargo of our own?" The answer lies not in any inherent differences between peoples, but in the uneven distribution of geographic advantages. Imagine if history were a global lottery, with continents drawing tickets for domesticable plants, animals, and favorable terrain. Eurasia won the jackpot, while other continents received far fewer winning tickets. This geographic lottery set societies on dramatically different developmental trajectories long before recorded history began. When Pizarro's 1,608 men captured the Inca emperor Atahualpa and slaughtered thousands of his followers in 1532, they weren't demonstrating European superiority. They were showcasing the accumulated advantages of geography that had been compounding for over 10,000 years. The Spanish possessed steel weapons, horses, and guns against stone and wooden weapons, writing against oral tradition, and most devastatingly, immunity to diseases that had already decimated much of the Inca population. The transition to food production was humanity's most consequential transformation, though not an immediate improvement. Early farmers actually worked harder and lived shorter, less healthy lives than hunter-gatherers. Agriculture prevailed through a demographic trap. Once some groups adopted it, their larger populations forced others to follow or be displaced. This revolution emerged independently in select regions: the Fertile Crescent, China, Mesoamerica, the Andes Amazon, and parts of Africa and New Guinea. The Fertile Crescent was uniquely suited for agriculture, containing 32 of the world's 56 largest seeded wild grasses. Its varied elevations created staggered harvest seasons, enabling a gradual transition from foraging to farming. The uneven distribution of domesticable animals across continents dramatically influenced human development. Of 148 large herbivorous mammals, only 14 were successfully domesticated, 13 of these native to Eurasia. Africa, despite having 51 potential candidates, domesticated none. This wasn't due to human capability, but to Diamond's Anna Karenina principle. Animals needed to meet six specific criteria: manageable diet, rapid growth, captive breeding, gentle disposition, calm temperament, and hierarchical social structure. Zebras, for instance, proved impossible to domesticate due to their aggressive nature, explaining why they never pulled African chariots. Eurasia's east-west orientation, contrasting with the Americas and Africa's north-south axes, significantly shaped human development. Plants adapted to specific day lengths, temperatures, and rainfall patterns that vary with latitude but remain similar across longitudes. This geographic reality made it easier for crops and innovations to spread east-west than north-south. Food production spread swiftly across Eurasia from the Fertile Crescent, reaching Greece, India, Egypt, and Britain between 6500-3500 BCE. However, Mexican crops struggled to reach the Andes due to tropical barriers, and African agriculture faced similar challenges. This pattern affected not just agriculture, but all innovations. Wheels spread throughout Eurasia after 3000 BCE, but never reached South America from Mexico. These continental orientations created vastly different rates of technological diffusion, with Eurasia benefiting from rapid east-west exchanges, while the Americas and Africa experienced slower north-south transfers. Disease proved more lethal than European weapons in the conquest of the Americas. When smallpox hit Mexico in 1520, it decimated the Aztec population, killing Emperor Cuitlahuac and reducing the population from 20 million to 1.6 million by 1618. The Inca Empire similarly fell to Pizarro after smallpox killed Emperor Huayna Capac and sparked civil war. This devastating impact stemmed from the different histories of animal domestication. Most human epidemic diseases evolved from domesticated animals: measles from cattle's rinderpest, smallpox from camel pox or cow pox, and influenza from pigs and ducks. Eurasians, living alongside livestock for millennia, developed resistance to these pathogens. Native Americans, having few domestic animals, had no such immunity. When exposed to Old World diseases, their populations were devastated, falling by up to 95%, not through biological warfare, but as an unintended consequence of differing agricultural histories. The journey from hunter-gatherer bands to modern nation-states was enabled by food production, which created population density and surpluses to support specialists. Human societies evolved through four stages. Bands, 5 to 80 people, remained egalitarian. Tribes organized hundreds into clan structures. Chiefdoms introduced hereditary leadership and resource management. And states emerged with cities, bureaucracies, legal systems, and organized religion. This transformation was necessary because large societies require centralized organization. With population growth, conflict resolution becomes unmanageable. A 2,000-person society has nearly 2 million potential two-person conflicts. Complex societies emerge through evolution rather than social contracts. Those with effective conflict resolution, decision-making, and resource distribution developed superior technology and military power, absorbing smaller societies. This competition drove the progression from bands to tribes to chiefdoms to states and empires. Australia represents a unique natural experiment, the only continent where native peoples lived without farming, herding, metal, buildings, writing, or states, despite a 40,000-year head start. In contrast, neighboring New Guinea developed agriculture and complex farming systems 7,000 to 9,000 years ago. Though once connected during the Ice Ages, these regions developed vastly differently after their separation 10,000 years ago. Australia's environmental challenges prevented agricultural development. The extinction of large marsupials, extreme aridity, poor soils, and unpredictable climate made farming difficult. The native flora offered few domesticable plants, with even its cereal grasses being unproductive. Aboriginal Australians adapted through nomadism and fire stick farming, using controlled burns to manage landscapes. The continent's harsh conditions, combined with geographic fragmentation by deserts, limited technological development. Tasmania illustrates this dramatically. When isolated from the mainland, its small population lost crucial technologies, including fishing and fire making, demonstrating how environment fundamentally shapes human development. Today's vast economic disparities between nations, where the richest countries have incomes up to 400 times higher than the poorest, stem from deep historical roots. While many economists attribute national wealth to good institutions, this explanation alone doesn't reveal why some countries develop better institutions than others. Geographic factors play a crucial role. Tropical locations face higher disease burdens and lower agricultural productivity, while landlocked countries endure transportation costs 7 times higher than those with sea access. Historical development timelines also matter significantly. For instance, the Netherlands has experienced 7,500 years of agriculture, 2,000 years of writing, and 500 years of independent statehood, compared to Zambia's much shorter spans of 2,000, 130, and 40 years, respectively. Understanding how geography shaped human history illuminates both our past and present challenges. While this insight doesn't solve global inequality, it provides a clearer understanding of its origins beyond simplistic cultural or racial explanations, marking the first step toward meaningful progress.